Amen. We're not going to bother those praying, but if the choir would come, I'm going to let you sing and minister to us at this time. Amen. Hallelujah. Those who are praying, feel free to continue to pray.
How you see Jesus. I don't know how you see him. Many call him the King of the Peace of Grace, but I've known him as the King that conquered. In Romans 8:35, it says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword, as it is written?" And then verse 37, "Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus." I want to let you know that we serve a Savior that conquered death, hell, and the grave. I want to let you know that we serve a Savior that went to the gates of hell, kicked the doors down, and went to the enemy and said, "Hand them over. Those aren't yours. They belong to me." I want to let you know that we serve a Savior that has conquered every single addiction, every single sickness, every single disease. I want to let you know that we serve a God who has conquered everything. Many have tried to come against Jesus Christ. Many have tried to take away the Bible, but many have failed. And every single one of them is gonna bow their knees one day and say that the Lord is King of Kings. Who is Jesus Christ to you tonight? We've had a breakout service. It's been amazing. I don't want to take away from what the Lord's been doing, but many times we can be in services like this, and for us, a lot of people, it can just be routine. But I want to let you know the Lord's doing a deep work here tonight. You may be here, and you may have just been sitting back this entire time, not getting in the entirety of the camp, but we still got some time left. We still got some extra in the service where you can get what you need here tonight. Worship with them as they sing.
You're everything brave and bold, and you're fine. fighting for us. Oh, hallelujah. Aren't you thankful tonight? For Jesus. Amen. Thank you, choir, for that beautiful song. Amen. A reminder. Oh, hallelujah. Our Lord, our God, our Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. Young people, we can make it. Amen. Not because of who we are, but because of who He is. Amen. We can overcome, though the enemy will come and may try to tell us that we can't make it. Amen. We won't survive. Oh, hallelujah. The truth is, amen, our Lord, our Savior, amen, He's going to be faithful to us. Amen. We can make it. We can overcome. We can be victorious. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Oh, I pray that as we come to the conclusion of Truth Camp in the morning, we've got one more service or words, and our camp evangelist will speak in a little while. In the morning at 9:30. Amen. But I just pray as we leave these grounds of Truth Camp 2021 that every one of us would leave with a determination. Amen. I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. Amen. I'm going to keep on pressing in, pressing on. I'm going to fight the good fight. Amen. We're living in a world where young people, are being influenced in a great way by such a morality and wickedness. But in the midst of all of that, there's a remnant, as we've already heard this week. There's always going to be a remnant. Amen. There's always going to be some young people that are going to say, I'm going to serve God, even if I'm the only one in my class. I'm going to serve God, even if I'm really the only one in my youth group or the only one in my family. Oh, but it'll be worth it. It'll be worth it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We're not going to bother those that are praying, but I do want to mention to all of our workers, as soon as service is over, we've got some exit forms that would like a dorm supervisor in each dorm to fill out tonight, to just talk to your campers before you go to bed and ask them how many were saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, different things are on that little form. And if you can turn those back into me in the morning by breakfast, I appreciate that. Amen. God moved in a mighty way tonight. There's no doubt about that. The service this morning, amen. People were at these altars at nearly 2 o'clock this afternoon as God was touching people's hearts and lives. Amen. Oh, we've got so much to be thankful for. Amen. Stand with me if you will. Amen. We are going to dismiss you and we're going to let the kids campers go first, where you can go ahead and go to the concession stand. Amen. And then the campers, we do let you go if you'll wait about 20 minutes before you actually go to the concession stand. That will sure help. Amen. Father, I want to thank you tonight for your presence. I want to thank you for everyone that was filled with the baptism and the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. I want to thank you, Lord, for those who were saved tonight, those who were delivered tonight, those who were set free. Oh, God, those that you did a work in their life. Lord, I just thank you for what you've done. Give us a good night of rest tonight. Oh, God, just move in a mighty way, even in our lives this evening. Lord, we'll give you praise and glory for all that you do. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Please be quiet. Let's not bother those that are praying. Just exit the building quietly this time.